The following is a Quiet Mind Productions program.
You are about to embark on a life-changing journey. Welcome to the Anxiety Solution Series, your guide to overcoming panic, compulsions, worry, and fear from Quiet Mind Solutions. The Anxiety Solution Series is the beginning of a journey that will help you take control of your anxiety and turn your life around. Like all journeys, this one starts with the first step, Chapter 1. For many people, taking the first step is the most difficult. Congratulations, you are already on your way. Welcome to Part 1 of the Anxiety Solution Series, Quiet Mind, Relaxed Body.
Hello and welcome. Whether you are one of the 40 million adults who have an anxiety disorder, or you are simply struggling with the normal anxieties of life all of us experience, I'm confident that you will find success with the Anxiety Solution Series if you participate. Participation is a key aspect of this program. The series was designed for you to actively engage in the exercises. Otherwise, it's like reading a cookbook in bed. In the end, you have nothing to show for it. We want you to actively listen and participate so you can overcome your anxiety. And, as you will hear in Chapter 2, this is not only possible, but with hard work, it's likely. The Anxiety Solutions Series is a journey, a path to overcoming your anxiety disorder. We recommend that you use the series in conjunction with professional help, if possible. After all, taking a life-changing journey is always easier with the comfort and guidance of another. Your journey to conquering your anxiety disorder will take you down two paths. The first path consists of four CDs entitled Quiet Mind, Relaxed Body. The second path is entitled Power Tools, and it consists of five additional CDs. It's time now to turn over the program to Ken Goodman, LCSW, founder of QuietMindSolutions.com and the creator of the Anxiety Solutions series. I'll be back to speak to you later. Until then, cheers.
Hello, my name is Ken Goodman, and I am very eager to help you overcome your anxiety disorder. Teaching people anxiety reduction skills has given me such satisfaction over the years, I'm simply thrilled to share those very same skills with you. The motivation for this program actually came from some of my patients who encouraged me to record a relaxation CD, which I did. It's called Stress Free. They also needed a way to practice the skills I was teaching them in our sessions. Over the course of my 20 years working with patients, I've come to realize that simply learning anxiety reduction skills is not enough. Just like learning any new skill, you must practice to be successful. And that was my motivation for creating this program, to provide my patients with an easy, effective way to learn and practice the skills necessary to overcome anxiety. The first half of this series, Quiet Mind, Relaxed Body, focuses on two of the most essential elements to overcoming anxiety: quieting your mind and relaxing your body. I not only provide basic information about anxiety, I also teach coping skills and provide you with essential information you must have to begin overcoming your anxiety disorder. Because there are an array of anxiety disorders and everyone experiences anxiety differently, you may not be able to personally relate to all the material taught in the series, which is why I've tried to make the entire series interesting and entertaining. You'll hear excerpts from my lectures as well as interviews with psychiatrists and a biologist. You'll also hear directly from fellow anxiety sufferers from all walks of life, including a writer, a CEO, a college student, a fundraiser, a vice president of sales, a nurse, and a massage therapist.
Anxiety has prevented me from doing a lot of things that I have really wanted to do. It's caused me to be very solitary for most of my life. I've avoided people, I've avoided crowds. It's caused me to be very mistrustful.
In the past, I was so worried about anything that I would say. I didn't want to talk because I would say the wrong thing.
When my mind would start racing, then I would get stressed out. And when I got stressed out, then my heart would, you know, speed up and I would get tightness in my chest. I'd have like feelings of detached from reality.
Something that happened on a daily basis was this constant worry that something was going to happen, that something bad that I needed to be prepared for, but I didn't know what it was going to happen. This feeling of constant doom.
I've had anxiety and OCD, especially OCD, but which is a part of anxiety. I've had that since I can remember, since I was 8 or 9 years old, I guess. I can remember having to touch things or do things or constantly asking my mom or dad, can this give you cancer? What if I have AIDS? What if I have this?
Perhaps these experiences sound familiar. Perhaps it's comforting to hear stories similar to your own. Or perhaps you're feeling anxious right at this very moment, identifying so much that it reminds you of your own anxiety. If the latter is the case, keep listening. That uncomfortable feeling will go away. How do you get used to a cold swimming pool? By staying in the pool and giving your body a chance to adjust to the cold temperature. I think you'll find their stories to be comforting, educational, and inspirational as they share with you what has worked for them. Most of them have suffered with an anxiety disorder for decades. Throughout the series, they explain how they use the information and tools taught in this series to overcome their anxiety disorder.
Some of the symptoms I had were chest pains, which felt a lot like heart attacks. I also had tingling in my feet and hands and lips, and occasionally it got bad enough where I felt like I was going to pass out.
For me, I create a lot of my own anxiety because I want everything to be perfect.
In the next chapter, you will hear how these brave individuals are doing now. I call them brave because it takes bravery to face one's anxiety. The natural tendency of the anxious individual is to avoid and run away.
I was so embarrassed of having accidents that I would run home to go to the bathroom.
The second half of the series is entitled Power Tools, Powerful Solutions to Heal Anxiety. Power Tools builds on what you learned in the first half of the series, teaches you powerful anxiety reduction skills, and then gives you opportunities to practice those skills with visualization and a unique experiential exercise, all in the safety of your own home and all at your own pace. I highly recommend that you listen to each chapter twice. Repetition is critical to learning, and there is so much information, the second time you listen, you are bound to hear something you missed the first time or have since forgotten. Finally, I have incorporated printed material to go along with the series, including a table of contents that provides a short description of each chapter. So, now on we go to Chapter 2. Are anxiety disorders curable?